And it is Friday, September 14th, 2018. This is the Morning Mix. Good morning, everyone. JW here with Dave Cushing, who is our guest co-host. Dave, good morning.
Good morning to you, JW.
Yeah, this is fun. We get to work together again.
I know. We did a cool science together, was it?
Yeah, we did. We did.
And we've been around each other a lot.
Oh, we have.
And,
yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And it turns out we just found out we're the same age. And if you add up the total sum of all our years together, it's something like 179. It's a big number. It's amazing.
It's an absolutely huge number.
But that means we have a lot of experience and possibly wisdom.
Folks, if you're not familiar with what we do here on the Morning Mix, we present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back. Christy Dillaway, who is our regular co-host, is, as we say, off on assignment.
She certainly is. Christy is at the Telluride Blues and Brews Festival, volunteering to help things work right there. And it's going down all weekend long in Telluride. And it features some pretty big acts like J.J. Gray and Mofro, Samantha Fish, who we play on this station. How about this? Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite are going to be there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's got a big government mule set to end the whole thing on Sunday night.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, Christy,
now, you were going to go yourself.
I was going to go, but I've been traveling too much this year, this summer, and I've kind of missed the Park City summer due to being here and there. So I need to like get on my bike and get in shape for ski season.
And you've been traveling, I understand, in Newark, New Jersey.
I did spend some time. I flew to Newark because my daughter lives out in North Jersey.
Yeah.
And I also dropped down to Washington, D.C. for a big conference. And I had a chance to go with my sister for 3 weeks to New Zealand and Australia to visit our 91-year-old Aussie stepmom.
Ah, see, I was kidding about Newark.
But I was actually there.
But you were actually there. And then I was thinking you're going to come to say, no, it was actually New Zealand, not Newark.
Oh, yeah.
It starts with an N, but I spent a lot of time in Newark. So, and right outside of Newark Airport, where it's kind of beat up, but just outside of there, it's absolutely beautiful.
I lived 25 years in the town of Montclair. Did you ever get up there?
That's not far from Murray.
Not at all. No,
yeah.
Right. And you know, easy way to get into the city with the train. And,
yeah.
It's a big commuting town for finance people and New York Times reporters and stuff like that.
I spent a ton of time in Murray because it was the home of the original Bell Labs, where they used to do basic research. They averaged 2 patents a week with all this incredible stuff. I mean, that's where Unix came from. That's where the laser was invented. There's so many things happened in Murray.
Was it the home of the transistor as well?
The home of the transistor was Homedale, which was
if you
know where Homedale is,
that's where the big Garden State Art Center is.
So when you go to the Bell Labs facility in Homedale, there's a water tower right off the property,
yeah,
and it's in the shape of a transistor, or it's painted like, or it used to be painted. It's a long time ago, you know.
Yeah,
maybe the water tower is
sure
gone, but it used to look like a transistor. So that's the only reason I remember it was Homedale.
I think Bruce grew up there too.
There you go. Now you're talking.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the boss. Yeah, well, I had a musical experience in New Zealand, which was kind of unusual. First, my sister and I got an evening tour of these giant kauri trees, the oldest of which was 3,000 years old and about 10 feet wide.
For those of us not familiar with what that tree or that collective forest looks like, can you describe the tree?
Yeah, the tree grows up straight and then it drops branches as it goes so that it can get taller and penetrate the canopy. And they've been around for thousands of years, the oldest, like I said, 3,000 years old. But when the British first got to New Zealand, they found that the kauri tree wood was so straight and so beautiful that it made for perfect masts for the big man of war and frigates,
yeah,
and all that stuff. And some people say that the reason that Britain came to dominate the oceans was because of these kauri tree masts. they had to finally put an end to the harvesting of these trees so that they would survive. And so you can go see these forests of them now. So after looking at them in the nighttime tour, my sister and I went down to this little town, and it was karaoke night at the local beer hall.
You know, I love, I collect, I have karaoke stories, so I'm looking forward to this story. This is going to go into my collection.
Well, it's not much except, you know, the locals were going at it and drinking their local beer, and we were befriended by a couple who kept egging us on,
yeah.
And my sister finally said, well, Dave, why don't we do... let's see if they have I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher.
Because
you can go back and forth with man and a woman.
That's a great song.
I said, great. So I put it on the list, and they start the song, only it's the UB40 version, the reggae version of I Got You, Babe. And it was fine. We got through it. But, did we get much response? No, I think they liked their own singing better than they liked ours. Because we didn't have the New Zealand Kiwi accent, you know.
You know, I like the original version. I'll tell you why. Because when Sonny and Cher were trading vocals, if you look at the old videos, if you look at the old film, they had this kind of cute way of doing it where Sonny would step forward and he was like a foot and a half shorter than Cher, and he would sing with this smile with his head going back and forth, and then Cher would come in with that certain smile of hers, and it was just a great song.
And the great thing about Sonny and Cher, one of the things I like is that you really have to struggle to figure out which one's Sonny and which one's Cher. Their voice has almost the same timbre, that's the word, or timbre, timbre. Timbre!
Yeah. He's got a little more of the whiny thing going.
He's a whiner, but she's still around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, tell us who's going to be on the program today.
Oh, yeah. Well, after we do some weather in a while, we're going to be talking with Joshua Wartna. He is a digital marketing manager at Sundance Resort, and he's going to talk about the great schedule they've put together for the end of the season, or at least going out through the end of this month. And then, of course, we'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. Then we will conclude talking with Misha Ross, who is representing the Autumn Aloft event. That's where all the balloons go off over by PC Hill, and then they come downtown and light up historic Main Street on Saturday evening.
It's always a great weekend, and of course we're all concerned about when. They had the media day this morning, and they decided, you know, it was a game day decision, they decided not to put that balloon up. They may have tethered it, I'm not sure, but we'll talk to Misha about what the weather forecast looks like and what that means for the balloonist, but it's just a great weekend, a lot of fun.
The wind's been cranking the past few days, and then there's just been this big, like, cloud of something over in the Heber area. Do you know what that is?
Well, they are calling it the Pole Creek Fire. It's from Spanish Fork. It started yesterday. I think it was lightning, somebody said. That's an anecdotal. Someone said, I think it's lightning.
Right.
So this isn't an official KPCW report.
Right.
Because I'm not allowed to be a news person because I've, you know, completely abused that for many things that I've said on air. So because you have to have credibility. I have no credibility, you know. Yeah. But anyway, it's a fire, and they're trying to get it under control. It's currently not under control, but again, that's not an official KPCW. We'll hear from Rick Bruff probably at the noon hour, or maybe some updates will be coming along.
Well, it was interesting because when I was driving in to cover a shift yesterday afternoon, came in from the junction, and you could see this huge line of something, cloud, fog, smog. It turned out to be smoke, and it's there this morning, too, so it's just hanging in there. It's interesting. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So we'll get a report on that.
Right,
we'll try to find out what's cooking. What we're going to do right now is we're going to go to one of our fresh tracks because our musician for the hour, Morgan Thomas, is here almost in the studio. They are in the green room warming up and tuning up and that sort of thing. So we're going to put a song on and then get Morgan in. The song we're going to play is by a local artist, Robert Bartko, and this is a cover of Alone Again, Naturally.
Originally done by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Oh, I know.
Back in the day.
Yeah. This is a good cover. So anyway, we're going to put this on. We'll be right back with Morgan Thomas, and we're going to play some live music here on The Morning Mix. Stay with us.
In a little while from now, not feeling any less sound. Promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. Climb into the top, throw myself off in an effort to make it clear to whoever. What it's like when you're shattered, standing in a lurch at a church with people saying, my God, it's rough, she stood him up. No point in us remain, you may as well go home. As I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright, and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. As if to knock me down, reality came around. Without so much as mere touch, me into little pieces, leaving me to down. Talk about God and His mercy, and if He really does exist, then why did He desert me? It's in my hour of need, I truly am indeed alone again. Hearts that are broken in the world that can be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Looking back over the years, whatever else appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing it had the tears. At 65 years old, my mother got a rest of soul. Understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to stand with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. And when she passed away, I cried and cried all day alone again, naturally, alone again. Naturally.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Dave Cushing. Again, that was Robert Bartko with the cover of the song Alone Again, Naturally. It was a nice cover, a little different, huh?
Yeah, I like that. Super mellow.
Yeah. So Morgan Thomas is now with us in the studio with a percussionist as well, and we'll be hearing from Morgan pretty soon, but we have a conversation first we'd like to have with Joshua Wartina, who is the digital marketing manager for Sundance Resort. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on, John.
Yeah. So we went to your website last night and we took a peek at it. You have a lot going on. Why don't you sort of give us the cliff notes, and then we'll talk in detail about some of these.
Well, we do have a lot going on. We're starting the fall season off strong at Sundance Mountain Resort this weekend. We have, there's quite a bit. We have the Secret Stage tonight, which is a brand new concert experience that we're doing on the Secret Stage up here at the mountain. We teamed up with Valor Live Music Gallery and the Boxcar Studios to bring Sean Hayes up to the resort. It's going to be a great event.
Oh, great! And I'm taking a look at my show notes here. Dave, do you have that in front of you there? Let's see here.
Don't you have some great thing that you take people out into the woods for some event this weekend?
Say you. That's a Secret Stage.
Oh, that's out. Sorry. Yeah. I was looking.
Yeah,
the other
way. It's going to be held. We have the outdoor amphitheater, right? The large amphitheater where we have the summer theater. We have the Bluebird Cafe series, but this is on our smaller stage. It's kind of a more intimate setting out in the woods. It's going to be a really magical intimate event.
So at 6 p.m., the VIP dinner would begin. 7:30, the doors open. And then 8 o'clock, the concert actually begins. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And the price per ticket is $125 for the VIP experience, and then $50 per ticket that is not VIP, but still a good experience, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And let's just get the business out of the way. Anybody that's interested in getting tickets, a couple ways to do that. You can go to 866-734-4428, give them a call, or online at sundanceresort.com/secretstage. And Sean Hayes is a singer-songwriter. Where is Sean from?
Sean is, I don't have that right in front of me. He works with Valor quite a bit, and there we're kind enough to reach out to bring him in. But we also have a local favorite called Book on Tapeworm, and they perform in the area quite a bit. So
okay.
They'll be the opener.
Okay. All right, good. Again, your website is chock full of all sorts of events. You have something, I think it buttons up tonight, the Horse Sense Educational Experience. Can you describe what that is?
Yeah, that's a great experience we have at the Sundance Stables. You can come up. It's a free event, and you come up in the morning. Sorry, I've got a little bit of allergies here.
Yeah, me too.
But you come up, and the stable hands, they will help introduce you to a horse. You can learn all about the horses, pet them, brush them. It's kind of an educational experience more than anything. And so there isn't any riding of the horses there, but you can then book a stables ride, a horseback ride, and get to see the horses and interact with them. It's a really fun experience.
And that started back in July, and it buttons up, I guess, today.
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
And what's with this bike race you have tomorrow?
So every year we have something called the 8 Hours of Sundance mountain bike race. So it's an endurance race, and it's our longest one of the season. And it features opportunities for solo, double, or triple teams. And it's whoever can complete the most laps of the course in 8 hours.
How long is that lap?
So that's tomorrow. It starts at 9 a.m.
How long is the lap each time around?
It's several miles. It goes around all of property on some of our most exciting and popular bike trails, because we have all the mountain biking at the resort. And so this one, you don't get to ride the lift and go back down. You have to do the whole lap. And
what's the vertical?
It's an exciting event.
What's the vertical when you're going up?
The vertical is like, I want to say it's 900 feet.
Yeah, right. You have Senator Jeff Flake coming in too tomorrow?
This is a big event that we've been planning for a while. It's our annual author series. And we've been doing this for over a decade now, the author series. We've brought in people like Madeleine Albright, President Jimmy Carter. And this is someone we bring in that has a story to tell or something interesting or topical. And Jeff Flake, Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona, has a book that just came out called Conscience of a Conservative. And so we invited him to the resort to speak on that, to answer a Q&A, to do kind of a lecture and a signed copy of the book. And this is how we're kicking off our 2018-2019 author series. The next one's in November with Nancy Cohen, but this is the first one, which is tomorrow with Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona. And there are a few tickets left to that, so I believe you can still get them if you go to our website at sundanceresort.com/author series.
Well, he's got some fascinating stories, I'm sure he could tell, and so that should be a pretty good talk.
Yeah, that's going to be very exciting. That's will be held in the rehearsal hall, so it's kind of a smaller event, but still very exciting, very exciting. And if you want something maybe a little more casual tomorrow, we have the Plein Air Art Festival going on. And for those who maybe aren't in the art scene, plein air means it's artists out in the air, out in the outdoors,
out in wildlife,
painting, taking inspiration from nature.
Beautiful. And then it wraps up tomorrow night with Michelle Moonshine, who is always super entertaining. Right? That's at your Owl Bar. Now, what's the capacity at that Owl Bar?
Capacity is pretty small. So we recommend that anyone who wants to come get there earlier in the night, because the Owl Bar on the weekends will get very packed quickly, even though there is an outdoor seating. If you want to see Michelle, it's going to be the smaller venue indoors.
A couple of years ago, I went to a wedding that was up at the top of the canyons where you take the gondola to. And it was a full moon, and the stars were out. And it was just one of those really cool rides up there. And I'm reminded of that adventure that we took because you have a full moon zip tour that the next and the final one for the season will be on September 20th, or excuse me, when is the full moon? It's occurring on September 20th, so that is when you're going to be doing that?
Yeah, so we have actually extended our full moon activities because they were so, you know, so great. We want more people to experience them. It's the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd, okay. And we have the full moon zip tour and the full moon lift ride.
So you can take a zip, or you could jump on just on the chair and take a chair ride up.
Exactly. Obviously, the chair ride takes you to the zip line, but if you just wanted to ride the chair the whole way around, you could. And that is the last full moon lift rides we'll be doing of the year, is September 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Dave? Would you do the zip line, or would you just do the chair?
I think the zip sounds pretty good, so maybe we'll see you out there, Joshua.
That does sound fun.
Sounds great. I'll be there.
Yeah. Well, again, if you want to get more information on the events we spoke about, but also there's a whole bunch of other events, you can go to sundanceresort.com, and everything is listed right there. Is there anything of significance that we missed that you want to talk about?
I think those are the main events coming up. Of course, we have season passes on sale now. Looking forward to winter, but we're having a strong, fun fall. It'll be great at Sundance.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, and best of luck with all these activities. Joshua Wartena, and thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
We'll see you.
Okay. We are going to go to a couple of underwriters, but stay tuned because when we return, we're going to be introducing Morgan Thomas, our musical guest, for the hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Bruce with Recycle Utah. The recycling world is changing, and we have to change the way we sort plastics at the center. On the right-hand side of our plastics tent, you'll now only put your drink bottles and foggy milk jugs. On the left, all other hard plastics and soft plastics. When in doubt, review the new signs or ask our staff. And remember, plastic recycling is a big expense for Recycle Utah. Please drop a donation when you drop our plastics. Recycle Utah is a nonprofit organization and a proud supporter of KPCW.
Hi, I'm Justin Johnson, director of Canyons Golf and proud supporter of KPCW. Canyons Golf, managed by Park City Mountain, is a par 70 course featuring 550 feet of elevation change in a mountain setting. Tee times and season pass information is available at canyonsgolfcourse.com.
G'day, this is Ricky from Campos Coffee, proud supporters of KPCW. We are looking forward to the upcoming ski season at Park City Mountain Resort. But in the meantime, our new roaster and kitchen is open in downtown Salt Lake City, serving a full breakfast and lunch menu alongside a list of ethically sourced coffees. More information about both locations are at camposcoffee.com.
And we are back on the Morning Mix. JW at the board and your guest host, your pal Dave from the All New Dave Show. Hi. And we want to welcome our musical guest, Morgan Thomas. He's here with Caleb Wendt on percussion. Morgan's going to be singing and playing the guitar. And these guys are up in Ogden. And they have a band as well, do you?
Yeah. So the band name is Morgan and the Mountain.
Right, and you just are finishing or have finished an album, it sounds like.
Yep, we just finished the first album under the name Morgan and the Mountain. So I have a couple more under my own name, right. But this was the first one under my artist name, you could call it.
Great, and are you the songwriter on them?
Yeah.
How many tracks you got?
We've got 11 tracks, mostly done by me, recorded just in my house. The drummer for the band also played on the record too, though. So.
Oh right, okay, and
Caleb Wendt.
This was a different percussionist.
Drummer.
We did use Caleb's studio though, and some of his drum equipment. Okay. So.
What's the name of the record?
The name of the record is Pieces of Cadence.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. What does that signify?
Well, it would take a while to go into, but basically the whole album, each song kind of leads up to one climax at the end. So that would be the cadence. So you could think of all the songs as different pieces, and then the final song is the cadence.
All right. Beautiful. Did you go to music school or something?
I didn't. Not really. I am a music. I am a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
So and I took some lessons at the music academy that I taught at years ago, and so I have a bit of experience there. But I'd like to go back to school one day. I think that'd be awesome.
You want to play a song, or JW has something for you?
What would you like to play?
Well, this first song is called "Wintertime Blues."
This is live on the Morning Mix, Morgan Thomas and percussionist Caleb Wendt.
Cry of a helpless spirit trapped within us all. And I've got time to kill before the ship goes down. Along with everyone, we're falling into the sea. Wintertime blues, comfort words won't save you too, but show me the best way out, and you won't hear me shout the truth. Is all we know, because of everything we shouldn't have to show. And it's a real good thing that you can run away from the haunting thoughts that chase you every day. Is that the wintertime blues? Comfort words won't save you too, but show me the best way out, and you won't hear me shout the truth. I've been known to pull away my distant mind back from every soul that shares the same design. But do you wish to conquer time with every breath, but just can't figure out what's going on in your head? Well, that's the wintertime blues. Rock and roll might shake you too, but show me the best way out, and you won't dare to shout the truth.
Again, that was Morgan Thomas on acoustic guitar and lead vocals, and Caleb Went on percussion. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters when we return, weekend events, and then Misha Ross to talk to us all about Autumn Aloft. You're listening to Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. JW here with Dave Cushing. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Pub, offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items such as Eggs Benedict and French Toast, as well as Midday Marys and Mimosas. On-site parking available. Squatters, good for what ails you. Squatters.com.
Hi, I'm Claudia McMullen, founder of Hugo Coffee Roasters. At Hugo Coffee, we love two things, coffee and dogs, and not necessarily in that order. Part of Hugo Coffee's mission is to save rescue animals in our community. That is why we love sponsoring the KPCW Nuzzles & Co. Adoptable Moment during the KPCW Classified Show. Hugo Coffee, saving dogs, one cup at a time.
Hi, I'm Tatiana Carlson, owner of Park City Bridal and supporter of KPCW. PC Bridal is located at the Gateway in Park City, offering gowns, preservations, heirloom accessories, alterations, and veils. By appointment only at parkcitybridal.com.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Dave Cushing. We're going to go ahead and start here with weekend events. We got a lot cooking this weekend. Park City Film Series, we'll start with Friday. Park City Film Series is screening Leave No Trace. It's a film about a father and daughter who lived off the grid outside of Portland. It's showing tonight and tomorrow night at 8 and Sunday at 6.
And just right here in Old Town, the Egyptian Theater presents Oliver on stage for its final weekend. After a four-week run in Ogden, they've brought it up here. The musical features many area young people, talented actors, and our own Randy Barton as Fagin. Final shows are Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 6. Get tickets at parkcityshows.com.
At the Wasatch County Event Center this weekend is the Utah Barrel Racing Association competition. With big cash prizes on the line, events run Friday through Sunday. Find the schedule online at utbra.com.
Timpanogos Valley Theater in Heber is offering a back-to-school dance night for all ages from 8 to 9:30 in their upstairs theater space. This dance does not offer a pre-event dance class, as they often do. Check their website at Timp Valley Theater, that's with an R-E, .com for more details.
Here's what's cooking for live music on Friday. Blue Divide at the Spur and Mr. Sister Trio at the Silver Star Cafe.
All right, let's move to Saturday. On both Saturday and Sunday, you can start your picture-perfect Park City day with Autumn Aloft's balloon launch. Stay tuned for more details. Taking place on the North 40 Fields by the Treasure Mountain Middle School, the launch involves many decorative hot air balloons, inflating and launching starting at 8 a.m. And Saturday evening, there's also a candlestick event on Main Street between 4th and 5th at 8 p.m.
You know, Dave, I'm so glad they're bringing this back because we had it for a while and then it kind of stopped. And I think we'll ask Misha. This is the fifth one that they've done in a row. So here's the next event. The Dirty Dash returns to Soldier Hollow on Saturday for their semi-annual fundraising mud obstacle race. That is as much fun as you always thought a slip and slide into a mud pit would be. For registration and more information, visit utah.thedirtydash.com.
Also Saturday, Park City Summit County Arts Council is throwing an Art on the Trails event. It's described as an unexpected creative experience on the McLeod Creek Trail between Copper Moose Farm Stand and Temple Har Shalom, featuring multiple pop-up creative performances along the trail, such as dance, music, and spoken word poetry. It's happening between 1 and 4 p.m., and it's free for every single age group.
Now, that's a new twist. On the trail, they're going to have, you know, dance, music, spoken word, poetry. That's pretty cool.
That is, man.
Fourth annual Red Bull 400 at the Utah Olympic Park. Race participants will race 400 meters up the Nordic ski jump in the highest elevation contest of this type that the Red Bull 400 runs. You can watch the nearly vertical race from the stairs that line the race course and ski jump hill.
JW, do you like spiders?
Yeah.
Well, at Eco Center, the Swanner Eco Center, Saturday, you can check out their new exhibit called The Art and Science of Arachnids, a.k.a. Spiders. It's the largest arachnid exhibit in the United States. Discover the connection between spiders, literature, art, science, and history, and also enjoy hands-on activities with 100 live spiders. $7 for adults, $4 for children, and it runs Wednesday through Sunday from September 15th to December 9th.
You know, Dave, I'm okay with lots of things, but not with spiders. I had a bad spider experience when I was about 25, and I just don't want to go there again. Okay. But anyway, so spiders for me. You okay with spiders? I'll go twice. Okay.
And make up for you.
So you're okay with spiders?
Yeah, they're okay.
Okay.
As long as they're not on me.
Is there anything else like snakes or anything? Or?
Why did it have to be snakes?
Oh, it's snakes. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, we all have something, don't we? So the final Homestead concert on the lawn will be this weekend with Lincoln Highway at the Homestead Resort, 7 p.m.
Where's the Homestead Resort? Oh.
It's over in Midway.
It's in Midway. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Then the multi-platinum selling grunge rock band, Candlebox, is in concert out at the DeJuria Center's large concert hall. You know, that's in Camas. Gamma Rays is at the Spur, Grant Farm at OP Rockwell, and the John Flanders Jazz Trio at Silver Star Cafe.
And folks, that's going to button it up for Saturday. Here's what's cooking on Sunday. There are only a few Park City markets of the season left, and at the market you can find creative crafts, artisan foods, unique art, and live music. Bands performing this weekend include Sin City Soul, Brother Run, and Motherlode Canyon Band.
They're all great, and as is this, which, boy, snuck up on us, right? It's the annual Tour de Suds bike race. It's a fun, competitive, and costumed 7-mile mountain bike race to the top of Guardsman Pass. There's a Skullcandy party station at the top of the pass, as well as an after party in City Park. Awards are presented to the fastest racers as well as the best costumed riders. That starts early in the morning, not sure when, but check it out online somehow.
Why, it sounds good. Yeah.
All right, let's go. We're going to talk to Misha now.
Yeah, so we're going to go to just a couple of quick underwriters, and we'll get Misha into the studio here with us. And so stay with us. We'll just do one quick underwriter and also the music of Morgan Thomas. We're bringing him back. Stay with us.
It's time for the fall edition of KPCW's fabulous film review panel. Join me, Rick Bruff, to hear some epic opinions from our panel, Barbara Bretz, Linda Jager, and Katie Wang. That's the Saturday morning, 10 to 11 on KPCW.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Dave Cushing joining us in the studio right now. And I love when she comes in because this means it is Autumn Aloft. Misha Ross is here to talk to us about Autumn Aloft. Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Wonderful. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I just turned your mic on. Okay, we're good now.
Oh, good. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. So I love this event. And I was mentioning to Dave, we did this in town a bunch of years, and then we stopped for God knows why. And is this the fifth or
yes.
the fourth? It's the fifth.
This is the fifth of the return, the fifth year of the return.
The fifth year of the return.
Yes.
And I remember that first year we had pretty good crowds and stuff, but it really has built over the 5-year period, over the 4-year period, and certainly it's going to be big tomorrow.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of growth, I think, as an organizing committee, too, and sort of learning how and learning from what happened back in the 80s and 90s and how we can manage the event and the growth of the event to make sure that we can continue it because it is a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun for locals and a lot of fun for visitors and just kind of a lot of fun for everyone who loves Park City.
Yeah. And I took a look at some photos, and I don't know if they were on your website or if somebody sent me, but it was a picture. It looked like the picture was taken from the top of PC Hill, and it was of Park Meadows with a couple of balloons. And the balloons, of course, were important, but it was before any homes were built
right.
in Park Meadows. And some foundations were stubbed out, you know, some concrete was thrown in there, and some roads were put in there, but there were no homes. I mean, this was, and there were no trees because everybody planted their own trees in Park Meadows. And of course, it's you know, spectacularly beautiful now, but it used to be just one big meadow.
That's interesting. I was not here for that. But I think that, you know, the growth in Park Meadows is one of the reasons that the event stopped because it did used to take place inside Park Meadows. And then when
the
you built
complained.
All the homes, and I heard someone last night tell me that they would have 20,000 people come to the event at that time, and So, yeah.
Can I use your bathroom 20,000 times?
I know, right? So I think that, you know, we love to see the crowds come to the event each year, but even at the North 40 Fields where we have the event currently, 20,000 people would probably overwhelm us now, too. So we kind of try and manage that and make sure that we are respectful of our neighbors.
Well, there's plenty of parking at the high school and at Treasure Mountain Middle School, right?
Yeah, you know, it's nice that there's that large parking area right there. And another great thing about the timing of the event is if we were to get into a situation where we ran out of parking, the parking here in China Bridge, which we all know is free until 5 p.m. Some of us probably don't know that because I think a lot of people are confused about that. But China Bridge parking is free until 5 p.m. And also with the white bus these days, I think it's so easy that we really don't have to park and drive our cars. And again, the centralized location of the event, you know, I live in Prospector. I know you live in Park Meadow. So, you know, it's easy for all of us who live in town. We really don't need to get in our cars to come to Autumn Aloft. And that's one of the things that we love about it. And another thing I like to talk about from the people who live in Trailside, what better way to start your day than to get up, jump on a mountain bike, ride over with the kids and through Round Valley and then see the event and then go home. Like you really... From so many neighborhoods within the area, we can get to the Autumn Aloft without driving.
What time is it going to start and go off tomorrow?
Yeah, so the event, the balloonists typically take the field around 7:30. And then we have a pilots meeting at 8 a.m. And after the pilots meeting is when we start to see balloons launch. So it's kind of between that 8 and 9 a.m. hour. It's not an exact start time. And then, you know, what happens with the balloons is they go up and then depending on, and I heard you guys talking about winds earlier, depending on the winds, they'll either, sometimes they can't go anywhere. Sometimes they just stay there and they kind of
float. Sometimes they move around a little bit.
And sometimes they move around a little bit. So it's not something that you get to see normally, them take off and then them all land back on the field. It really is about the launch. Like that's kind of the event.
Right. And if they take off and go somewhere, can they get back? Are they I don't really know much about ballooning. Or are they going to land over in Wasatch County somewhere? Maybe?
Well, we hope they don't go to Wasatch County. That would probably not be the best. So typically, yeah. So what they do is it's interesting. What you'll see happen in the morning if you get there around 7:45 is they'll let up. They call it a highball and they let off a small balloon. And they watch where it's going. Mm. And so they kind of, it follows the wind patterns. I don't know how much you all know about wind patterns, but at different elevations, the winds do different things.
Dave and I know a lot about highballs, but different highballs.
Okay. Well,
hot air, but that's about it.
Yeah.
It's an alcoholic drink. It's, what is it, bourbon and what's a highball?
Highball, yeah. It's a type of glass, isn't it? I don't know.
Okay.
So anyways, back to the bourbon.
Misha, you know, Misha, we cover everything on this show.
Yes. Well, we should probably have some highballs now. So they go up and they watch where the winds are going. So that kind of gives the pilots an idea of what they're going to expect. If they, you know, they go up, we try and land, you know, kind of, we try and be respectful where we land. We try and land. Sometimes people can land back on the field, which is one great scenario. Other times they generally will kind of land in Park Meadows. And we work with Park Meadows Country Club to be able to land on some of the their property over there. And so that kind of helps
out
a lot.
Yeah, we're happy to have that happen. And Dave, just so you know, you have to be kind of near a road so that you can truck the stuff out.
Yeah,
but
right.
If perchance you don't land near a road, you can always walk the balloon towards a road or towards access to being able to take the basket out and the balloon and everything.
Or maybe hitch a ride on a golf cart.
Well, and so the good news is
there's a great idea.
They have chase vehicles.
Oh yeah.
Who kind of, and I forgot to mention that, who follow them. So they keep their eyes on them and they, you know, that's what they do. So these guys kind of just, and they just kind of sit on the side of the road and watch the balloon and see what it's going to do. And then these days with cell phones, they, you know, can call and say, "Oh, going over here," or with radios and stuff. So they're kind of in constant communication with their crew on the ground.
So the big question on the table is weather forecast, but specifically wind.
Yeah.
What's cooking? What do you
think? Well, I've been asking for the key to the wind room but no one seems to have it. So if you happen to find it, let us know. Wind is not good for hot air balloons.
No.
And wind is really tough for hot air balloon events because from the ground, sometimes it doesn't seem very windy. But when you think about, you know, hot air balloons going 1,000 feet in the air, things are a lot different up there. And you also have to think about how big hot air balloons are. So we try and do a test event on Friday mornings just to kind of get the pilots acclimated to Park City. And today we were not able to get off the ground because of the winds up in the air. And we also have to look at what are the winds are going to do for the next hour. So we're not just looking at winds for right now when they're going to launch, because safety is our number one priority. So if it's looking iffy, then we most likely would not fly. But we will not make that call until tomorrow morning. So
that's
we would
a game
not,
day decision.
It's a game day decision. Yeah, because weather always changes, right? Like, none of us know what's really going to happen. And wind, to me, is so much harder than rain. Because if it's pouring down rain, you know, no one wants to come to a hot air balloon event. But today, like today, it's beautiful outside. Like,
and it's going to be beautiful tomorrow,
it's going
too.
To be, yeah. So, and the winds are going to calm down. So, you know, my email keeps going off like, are you going to cancel it? Are you going to cancel it? And we're not going to cancel it until we see what happens tomorrow. Because we don't want to make that decision and then, it, you know, the winds go somewhere else.
Let's spend the last couple minutes talking about what's going on. Is it called the Candlestick Event?
Yeah.
When, what is that and where is it?
Yeah, so the Candlestick Event is one of those things that's unexpectedly really impressive. So it's 8 baskets. They don't have the envelope, which is the actual balloon part that we're all familiar with. Mm. It's just the basket and the burner. And it takes place on historic Main Street Saturday night between 8 and 9 p.m. And what they do is we also have a DJ come out and they all pull the burners and you get to see under the hood is kind of how I've been referencing it. Right. So you see how high the burners go and kind of how powerful they are. So it kind of helps you to appreciate what it takes to lift the balloon off the ground. And it's just, it looks like a candlestick. It's
is
really
Main
neat.
Street closed off?
Between 4th and 5th Street, Main Street is closed off. Yeah, but it's just for
and
a couple
it's beautiful.
Hours.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a surprise. Like, no one really knows what it is, so I definitely recommend coming to that. And I did chat with the pilots this morning, and since we're not flying, we have a little bit more opportunity for increased winds at that event. So we're going to be communicating throughout the event on Facebook and Instagram and with our friends here at KPCW. If you're signed up for the Park City event alerts, we're hoping to be able to utilize them if we have any changes. So definitely just, you know, hope for the best and pay attention to your social media. But we definitely still, we're planning on being there tomorrow morning, and we hope that everyone else joins us as well. And we should mention, I don't know that we've mentioned where Saturday and Sunday are, but Saturday and Sunday's launch events are at the North 40 Fields behind Treasure Mountain Junior High, and autumnaloft.com has all the information.
And my pajama party will not be canceled. I mean, we're looking forward to it. We got the mimosas and the Marys going. And
so we'll all go to your house.
Yeah, come over to my house.
All 20,000 of us.
Yeah, it's
perfect.
Great. Not a problem. Not a problem. So, Dave, what do you think? I mean, I think it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and there'll be a game day decision, but the program is just really...
I've only gone once. It was in 2015. I got over there pretty early, and there was frost on the entire field.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were launching them. You know, they were inflating them, and the frost disappeared, and then the balloons went up. I scrambled up PC Hill. I just wanted to show you this picture. Pictures on the radio are the greatest, but
yes,
this is a picture from PC Hill of a balloon and an upside-down balloon, which is a reflection in one of the ponds on the golf course.
And is that a kayaker?
Yeah, there's a kayaker in the picture, too, right.
I know all your listeners love that. Yeah, thank you for sharing.
So it was fantastic, and I can't wait to see it again.
Is that a goat?
No, that's no goat. That's a palm tree.
No, okay. No, I'm just of course having fun. I do like goats. I don't like spiders. I like goats. But how many balloons this year?
We're gonna have. I think it's up to 24. It's I can't remember exactly what the total amount is because we've had a few changes in the last couple of days. So
okay,
around 24.
Misha, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we look forward to a wonderful weekend.
Same.
Okay.
Okay.
We shall return right after these messages, and Morgan Thomas and Caleb Wendt will be with us to play a final song. Stay with us.
Beth here, owner of Peak Art and Frame, longtime supporters of KPCW. At Peak Art and Frame, we carry a wide variety of framing options, and our design staff can help with any project for your home, office, or gallery. Open Monday through Saturday and located in the Walmart Shopping Center, 649-0801 or peakartandframe.com.
Hi, this is Lydia from Recycle Utah. Join us for our 9th annual Harvest Festival at the High Star Ranch in Camas on October 6th from noon to 5 p.m. Celebrate our local community with food, beer, music, art, activities for kids, and of course, the famous Rotary apple pies.
Recycle Utah is your local nonprofit recycling drop-off center, bringing water conservation ideas to you for over 25 years, and we support KPCW.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Dave Cushing. I want to thank our guests quickly. Campos Coffee, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Peak Art and Frame, San Francisco Design, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Park City Mountain.
Hey, guys, on my show recently, I've been playing some summertime music out of summertime nostalgia, including this new track we've had on the radio recently. Do you know the tune Summertime Magic by Childish Gambino? Check it out. It's a pretty groovy, vibey tune.
Yeah, I think
you
I
do?
Know that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. But your song is about wintertime, a perfect setup for a seasonal transition.
Yeah, you could look at it that way.
Right. Are you guys gigging around anywhere soon?
Yeah, actually, tonight we're playing at Cafe Torino down in Farmington. It's a new coffee shop that just opened up. And then Harvest Moon next week. Down at 25th Street in Ogden. It's a big festival, okay. So that'll be really fun. Yeah.
Cool.
So before you fire up the final song, how can people get in touch with your, how can people get your music?
Well, MorganThomasMusic.com is probably your best bet, but I'm also on Spotify, iTunes, all of that good stuff.
And what are you going to play for us next?
This next song is called Captured Within.
Morgan Thomas of Morgan and the Mountain, and also accompanied by Caleb Wendt on percussion, live on the Morning Mix.
Little things have a way of holding down my brain. There's nothing I can say. But I remember times like these, spinning with the leaves that are falling from the trees. Are you tempted to complain about the inconvenient truth that's holding down the day? Well, I'm lying on the ground. Stick around with me now, just waiting for the sound. Those who feel reality is far from real. Time is nothing but a myth. But are you captured within? Oh, I give everybody's chance to witness who I am, a dangerous dance. What on earth do I know? Hesitation comes and goes, but it always goes too slow.
You are listening to KPCW in Park City.
There are those who feel Reality is far from real. Time is nothing but a myth. But are you captured within? Oh.
And that is Morgan Thomas live, NPR National.